coming from Psalm 75, 1 through 2 for this month. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. We give thanks for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works we will declare. Coming into the congregation, let us judge uprightly. Amen. There's a lot in scriptural prayers, shouldn't be taken lightly. This is Psalm 146, which is our song of praise today. Hallelujah, praise Yahweh, oh, my soul.
Turned up, turned up.
we begin with a hallelujah and end with a praise the Lord. So that's why I think we do all those lines all at once. So it's the longer one of the praise psalms, that's for sure. We have Psalm 119. The Hebrew letter is Thet or Tet, depending on who you're talking to and how they pronounce it. And it is the ninth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, corresponding to our sound TH mostly. And we're going to sing it to Forest Green. Practicing a little bit, but it's a totally new tune for us, and I asked Brother Mark here to brush it up for us, because we might need some help. So, why don't we start a hum and get with the rhythm. Leviticus chapter 15, where we're at. This is one of those chapters in the Bible that are hardly ever read, and if we're not in the Word of God, we probably wouldn't read it at all. But believe it or not, there were times in history where people did not read their Bible because they couldn't, and they were punished because they didn't observe some of this cleanliness stuff, like when the Black Plague happened. This is a good example, for instance. And so we're going to do it because it's in the Bible, and we'll go through it. And I think we'll do, we'll go to, we'll just go through the whole chapter, I guess. It's not that long. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying,
Speak unto the children of Israel,
and say unto them, When any man hath a running issue out of his flesh, because of his issue he is unclean. And this shall be the uncleanness in his issue, whether his flesh run with his issue, or his flesh be stopped from his issue, it is his uncleanness.
Every bed whereon he lieth and hath the issue is unclean,
and everything whereon he sitteth shall be unclean. And whosoever touches his bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even.
And he that sitteth on anything whereon he sat, that hath the issue, shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even.
And he that toucheth the flesh of him that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even.
And if he that hath the issue spit upon him that is clean, then he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even.
And what saddle soever he rideth upon and hath the issue shall be unclean. And whosoever touches anything that is under him shall be unclean until the even. And he that beareth any of those things shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And whomsoever he touches and has the issue and hath not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even.
And the vessel of earth that he touches with that an issue shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water.
And when he that hath an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean.
And on the eighth day he shall take to him 2 turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons, and come before the Lord unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and give them unto the priest.
And the priest shall offer them the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord for his issue.
And if any man see a copulation go out from him, then he shall wash all of his flesh in water, and be unclean until the evening.
And every garment and every skin whereon is the seed of copulation shall be washed with water and be unclean until the even.
The woman also with whom man shall lie with seed of copulation, they shall both bathe themselves in water and be unclean until the even.
And if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever toucheth her shall be unclean until the even.
And everything that she lieth upon in her separation shall be unclean. Everything also that she sitteth upon shall be unclean.
And whosoever toucheth her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even.
And whosoever touches anything that she sat upon shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even.
And if it be on her bed or on anything wherein she sat when she touch it, he shall be unclean until the even. And if any man
lie with her at all, and her flowers be upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and all the bed whereon he lieth shall be unclean.
And if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation. She shall be unclean.
Every bed whereon she lieth all the days of her issue shall be unto her as the bed of her separation, and whatsoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean as the uncleanness of her separation.
And whosoever touches those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even.
But if she be cleansed of her issue, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean.
And on the 8th day shall she take to her two turtle doves, or two young pigeons, and bring them unto the priest in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
And the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for her before the Lord for the issue of her uncleanness.
Thus shall you separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, that they die not in their uncleanness, when they defile my tabernacle that is among them.
This is the law of him that hath an issue, and of him whose seed goes from him, and is defiled therewith.
And of her that is sick with her flowers, and of him that hath an issue, and the man and the woman, and of him that lieth with her that is unclean. And there we'll go to Luke 8, which, interestingly enough, has to do with the woman cleansed of the issue. So that didn't get lined up that way, it just happened that way. But I'll say a word on Leviticus 15. If you think about what is said here, there's three things mentioned. So you have your sickness of the person, which is probably some sort of running issue, like a pussy, situation. And then the other are two natural things that are included in there for uncleanness. And if you ask yourself the question, well, why is there a sin offering being offered for these things? Especially in the case of a woman, which is just totally natural. And the answer comes from original sin. Remember, God multiplied man's and woman's childbearing, which is related to that. And so in some ways, those things are all related to the fall. And so there's only one good reason why God says that those things are the way they are. And at least if I read it and understand it, and other people have taught it, and that is because there is a natural uncleanness of sin that is brought to our remembrance and the way things are done. Something to think about. Chapters you probably wouldn't usually read and skip through if you had to leave it up yourself. So that's just the way it is. So we are in verse 28 of Luke 8. I think the cover of the sheet says 26, which is not correct. 28.
We're in verse 28 of Luke chapter 8?
Yes. Verse 28. Christian, would you mind reading that for us tonight?
When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters. And he brake the bands, and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to thine own house, and show how great things God hath done unto thee." And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman, having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done.
You may be seated. Amazing all the miracles that Jesus performed, just the ones that are recorded. I think it says in Scripture that there is much more not recorded, and if they were all recorded, there wouldn't be a book big enough for them. So. But isn't it interesting that you have what we read in Leviticus, and then we have this woman who has a issue of blood that ran many days, many, many days, like 12 years, and when she touches Christ, he says virtue comes from him, and she confesses in front of everybody why she touched him. It says that she immediately was healed. I think that's really interesting. That came together today. Just a neat coincidence.
So I thought it was kind of interesting that came together like that. I've always asked myself the question, well, since she was immediately healed when she touched him, did he ever touch someone who was unclean? Because it was immediate. So how do you figure that out? So the Pharisees probably had a real issue with that one. Fun. Issue. Never mind. Bad biblical joke. All right. Well, we're going to go to Ezra, chapter 10.
18A. 18A. Just a. This is a very long psalm. Do B another time. And C and D and E and F and G. Mm-hmm.
Death bangs about me when hell sorrows me and fire on it. Death snares his mean prevent. Death snares his mean prevent. In my distress I called on God, cried to my God, did I. From his temple heard my voice, to his ears came my cry. To his ears came my cry.
You have to enjoy it. I always enjoy saying that song. You got to know the feeling, I suppose. Well, we're going to read the Apostles' Creed tonight. Well, if we go to the back of our book, our confessional, it is Roman numeral 17, XVI. I'm really going to have to get into getting these books fixed, because I think they're about to fall apart in a minute. I don't think they're going to make it through the winter. This is the Apostles' Creed. Why don't we read it all together?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into death. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, a holy called out community, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the flesh, and the life everlasting. Amen.
So, you know, that is a something a lot of people don't realize, how simple of a confession that is in a creed. It's really important to go through that on a regular basis, I think, and just ask yourself if you understand every one of those sections and principles. And in our copy particularly, it's all broken down into the thoughts, you know, the related thoughts. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, Jesus Christ our Lord, and then tells about Christ, and then tells the story of Christ's passion, tells about his ascension and burial, resurrection. Oh, I said that in the wrong order, but you know what I mean. And that he'd come again to judge the living and the dead. And our doctrine of the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit calls out his own community. He forgives our sins. And that we're going to be resurrected by the Holy Spirit unto life everlasting in the future. And so, you know, there's things that we memorize are important to meditate on, is the point I'm making. It's not good to just make something a traditional remembrance of saying it. Oh, yeah, I know that. Think and understand it. I think that's important for us to do, and we do it at the same time every month for that reason. Brother Mark, could I have you close us in a word of prayer? I'm glad you'd be willing to.
Yeah, sure. Well, Father God, thank you for these words of this creed, Lord, that they come from your word, and really thank you that we can know you as we do, Lord, as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you allow us, Lord, to have fellowship with you because of what your Son has done, Lord. Thank you for the fellowship we can have here tonight, that we can sing your praises, Lord, and just consider these truths of the ages, Lord, that are still just as true today. Thank you for Brother Josh and the word he delivered, and just help us take this to heart, Lord, to really just to really, really be consistent in all our thinking with what you said. But just ask your blessing on the rest of this evening. We pray that we can be a blessing to one another. Help us, whether we sing or whether we're having a meal, or just sharing words, Lord, that we'll be able to lift you up, lift up the name of Jesus, and draw each other closer to you, Father. Just bless our time. Thank you for this house. Your peace be upon it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.